and for the call to worship. This is the day which the Lord hath made. Come, let us rejoice and be glad in it. I was glad when they said unto me, come, let us go into the house of the Lord, for our feet shall stand within thy gates, O Jerusalem. Please be seated. Let us pray. Almighty God, unto whom all hearts are open, and to whom all desires are known, cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of thy Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love thee and worthily magnify thy holy name, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Let us stand and sing hymn number 428.
Readings consist of selections from the Black Slave songs in the 19th century, known as the Black Spirituals. These songs express Black people's affirmation of God and of themselves. I don't know what my mother wants to stay here for. This old world ain't been no friend to her. Oh, I've been buked and I've been scorned. Done had a hard time, sure as you born. Oh, freedom, oh, freedom, oh, freedom over me. And before I be a slave, I'll be buried in my grave and go home to my Lord and be free. If I had of my way, if I had of my way, little children, if I had of my way, I'd tear this building down. Great God, then, if I had of my way, if I had of my way, little children, I'd tear this building down. Death done been here and took my mother and gone. Death done been here, took my mother and gone. Oh my Lord, what shall I do? Sometimes I'm up, sometimes I'm down. Oh yes, Lord. Sometimes I'm almost level to the ground. Oh yes, Lord. Nobody knows the trouble I've seen. Nobody knows my sorrow. Nobody knows the trouble I've seen. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, they whipped him up the hill, up the hill, up the hill. Oh, they whipped him up the hill and he never said a mumbling word. Oh, they whipped him up the hill and he never said a mumbling word. He just hung his head and he cried. Oh, they crowned him with the thorny crown, thorny crown. Oh, they crowned him with the thorny crown and he never said a mumbling word. Oh, they crowned him with the thorny crown and he never said a mumbling word. He just hung his head and he cried. Well, the blood came twinkling down, twinkling down. Well, the blood came twinkling down. Well, the blood came twinkling down, and he never said a mumbling word. Then he hung his head, and he died. They nailed my Jesus down. They put him on a crown of thorns. Oh, see my Jesus hanging high. He looked so pale and he bled so free. Oh, don't you think it was a shame? He hung there 3 hours in dreadful pain. Were you there when they crucified my Lord? Were you there when they crucified my Lord? Oh, sometimes it causes me to tremble, tremble, tremble. Were you there when they crucified my Lord? Were you there when they nailed him to a tree? Were you there when they pierced him in the side? Were you there when he bowed his head and he died?
you change your name. Yes, he told me, he said the world would turn away. Child, if you change your name. I told Jesus, be all right, be all right, be he changed my name. Then he told me, he said, your father won't know you, child, if you change your name. Yes, he told me, he said, your mother won't know you. Child, child, if you change your name. I told Jesus, be all right, be all right, be all right, if you change my name. Be all right, be all right, be all right. Yes, my father, turn away now. Yes, my mother, turn away now. Yes, my brother, baby, sister, turn away, I told Jesus, be if you change my name. The
scripture lesson for the evening is taken from the third chapter of Exodus, the first through the 15th verses. Now Moses kept the flock of Jethro, his father-in-law, the priest of Midian, and he led the flock to the backside of the desert and came to the mountain of God, even to Horeb. And the angel of the Lord appeared to him in a flame of fire out of the midst of a bush. And he looked, and behold, the bush burned with fire, and the bush was not consumed. And Moses said, I will now turn aside and see this great sight, why the bush is not burnt. And when the Lord saw that he had turned aside to see, God called unto him out of the midst of the bush and said, Moses, Moses. And he said, here am I. And he said, draw not nigh hither. Put off thy shoes from off thy feet, for the place whereon thou standest is holy ground. Moreover, he said, I am the Lord, I am the God of I am the God of thy father, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. And Moses hid his face, for he was afraid to look upon God. And the Lord said, I have surely seen the affliction of my people, which are in Egypt, and have heard their cry by reason of their taskmasters, for I know their sorrows. And I am come to deliver them out of the land of Egypt, and to bring them out of that land unto a good land, and a large unto a land flowing with milk and honey, unto a land of the Canaanites, and the Hittites, and the Hivites, and the Jebusites. Now therefore, behold, the cry of the children of Israel is come unto me, and I have also seen the oppression wherewith the Egyptians oppress them. Come now therefore, and I will send thee unto Pharaoh, that thou mayest bring forth my people, the children of Israel, out of Egypt. And Moses said unto God, Who am I that I should go unto Pharaoh, and that I should bring forth the children of Israel out of Egypt? And he said, Certainly I will be with thee, and this shall be a token unto thee, that I have sent thee. When thou hast brought forth the people out of Egypt, ye shall serve God upon this mountain. And Moses said unto God, Behold, when I come unto the children of Israel, and shall say unto them, The God of your fathers has sent me unto you, and they shall say to me, What is his name? What shall I say unto them? And God said unto Moses, I am that I am. And he said, Thus shall thou say unto the children of Israel, I am has sent me unto you. And God said moreover unto Moses, Thus shall thou say unto the children of Israel, The Lord God of your fathers, the God of Abraham, and the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob, has sent me unto you. This is my name forever, and this is my memorial unto all generations. Here endeth the reading of the Holy Word. May the Lord add a blessing unto those who have heard. Let us pray. Once more, our Heavenly Father, we approach the throne of thy grace, beseeching thee to visit thy people as we bow our heads in prayer. We recognize that we are unworthy of thy grace, and thus have no right to approach thee in this way. But we also know that you said that where there are two or three gathered together in your name, you would be in their midst, sending thy Holy Spirit as an expression of thy divine love. We know that the things that we should have done, we left undone, and that the things we should not have done, we did. But thou art a merciful God whose property is always to have mercy. We therefore request once again your forgiving grace and pray that thou wouldest infuse our hearts, souls, and bodies with the presence of your liberating spirit, thereby making us new creatures again in Christ Jesus, so that we can be faithful to the struggle which you have called us. In this world of racism and hate, we pray for courage and for strength to withstand the violence of those who would destroy us, those who would have us doubt your word of liberation and affirm our slavery. Because we are human and not God, there is ever the tendency for us to forget your divine promise that you would be with us to the end. That is why we ask thee to strengthen us where we are weak, build us up where we are torn down, and prop us up on every leaning side. In Christ you said that you had come to preach good news to the poor, to heal the brokenhearted, and to liberate those in captivity. You said that you were a rock in a weary land and a shelter in a time of storm. You promised to be a mother for the motherless and a father for those who have no father. That is what you promised to the sons and daughters of black slaves whose mothers and fathers were placed on the auction block, and to those who died at the hands of cruel and demonic white masters. The black people who survived that slavery, who survived the lynchings and the rats, passed that promise on to us, and we, like our grandparents in slavery, want to affirm the truth of your word of promise. We want to believe that as you delivered the Israelites of old from Egyptian bondage, you will also deliver us from the pain of white oppression. Renew the spirit of divine liberation in our hearts so that we will not lose faith in thy divine promise to set free the poor, the wasted, and the black. We also pray for the black church, the instrument of thy liberation. Inspire her ministers to preach the gospel of liberation. Help us all to remember that as you gave Richard Allen and James Varick the insight and the courage to stand against slavery, you also have given us today the power to see the depravity of oppression and likewise to will the fight against it even unto death. We pray for black people in America, the sons and daughters of Africa. We know that we have been maltreated, abused, and despised. We know that our human rights have been denied and our manhood crucified. But help us all to know that you too were crucified, and your divine resurrection is the guarantee that we have an identity that cannot be destroyed. This we pray for oppressed people everywhere. Help us not to lose faith in the struggle for justice and for peace. Warm our hearts with thy liberating spirit. Inspire our souls for freedom. And help us to stay together to the end of our lives. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Next hymn will be sung while we're seated.